The following is intended for mature audiences only. Discretion is advised.
Hi, besties. It's Yamini. Thanks so much for listening to Pillow Fight. Every week, we play a couple rounds of Fuck, Marry, Kill and Would You Rather based on recent headlines and finish off the episode with some good old-fashioned truth or dare. If you like the show, give us a little like wherever you're listening, and if you're feeling extra generous, leave a review. If you're more of a visual person, you prefer to watch the show, check it out on Big Comedy Network's YouTube channel. This week, I'm joined by Maddie Hart. Not only is Maddie one of my IRL besties, she's also a very talented comedian and writer. We co-host a comedy show, Chicago Tens, and she also hosts a show, Big Sour Hour. When she's not doing stand-up, you can find her posting chaotic TikToks at MaddieHart_soccer or tap dancing at MaddieHart_tapdance. Let's get into the episode, you guys.
Pillow fight.
Is yours made of goose?
We got feathers flying everywhere.
Mine's made of goose.
Pillow fight.
This is so fun.
We're pillow fighting.
Why is it so fun?
Pillow fight.
I heard you just got diagnosed with spine arthritis.
Yeah, I have spinal arthritis, which has just been revealed to me via phone call from a doctor that I saw.
How are you feeling about it?
I don't know. I'm feeling a lot of things about it. If I bring in a weird energy, it's because I just got diagnosed with spinal arthritis. I don't know. I'm supposed to now like see a different person who's maybe gonna like inject stuff into me, into my
body. That's kind of fun.
Yeah. Modern medicine is crazy.
I once got an injection in my butt.
Oh my gosh.
I was studying abroad in Spain and I had the flu and they were taking a trip to Sevilla for that weekend and they didn't want to leave me in Granada. So they were like, you have to get this like fever flu remover shot in your ass so that you can be fine enough to come.
Oh my gosh, it worked
and it was free because they have insurance for everyone and shit like that.
Wait, why aren't we doing flu injections here? Like that, I've never even heard of that as an option.
It was a little bit embarrassing to have to be like really ill and like pull my pants down for the doctor in the doctor's office. And like, I brought like an interpreter with me because I knew Spanish, but not like medical Spanish, you know?
Yeah.
Never had I like had to explain like congestion in Spanish. So,
yeah, that's different.
And then so this woman, she's like talking to the doctor and then she like politely turns to me and she's like, pull your pants down. A little horrified.
That's so alarming to hear secondhand. Like you're not even hearing that from the horse's mouth. You're hearing that from a second source that you need to pull your pants down. That is so funny. Well, I was once in, you know that I've had a health, I'm an unhealthy physical person. Like I'm an unhealthy person. Like
yeah,
in terms same. Of like, I'm always sick, as you know, and we bond over this, like our chronic like illnesses and pains, aches and pains. But I was in Mexico once and I got like strep throat, which just I get probably twice a day. And they like sell antibiotics, you know, like over the counter there. So I remember just being on a boat at like 6 a.m. because it was like a girls trip and we had like bought this like excursion where we were going to go like scuba diving, but it was this excursion that was like $30. Like it was so, so cheap. And I woke up with strep throat and we had also gone out the night before. So it had kind of been an all nighter. So it was like, we went out, then I felt really sick. So I went back to the room, slept for like an hour and a half. Then we get up and I have a fever. There's gunk in my throat. Like everything's so bad. So we have to go to this like pharmacy to go so that I can buy like antibiotics. And then we get on this boat at like 5:30 a.m. And it's like, so it was a very cheap excursion. So the boat was like rocking. It was like such a cheap little like boat and it was awful. And it was like a 2-hour boat ride. And like my friend was throwing up like seasick and I had strep throat. Like it was just a mess. But then we saw fish.
I'm sick just hearing that.
I know, it was awful.
They sold over-the-counter birth control in Granada, and I remember Bella and I running out. Like we had wrongly planned, like we had missed one pill pack of the time we would be there. And then we show up and he's like, what kind do you want? Like what percentage estradiol? What percent progesterone? What percent estrogen? And we were like, This is so fun. They're just handing this out like candy.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, I mean, for real. My friend, because she was like, oh, I'll get Xanax. I was like, that's not what we're here for.
We have both been having a really rough Gemini season.
Yeah, what is with that? I love Geminis. I'm an Aries, so that should be like good this
year. I mean, I am a Gemini. I feel like the universe is not having a good time right now. I don't know anyone who's having like an amazing time.
Gosh, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know anybody who's having an amazing time. But they also might just not be telling us that they're having an amazing time because they know that we're having a bad time. So that's maybe people are just kind of they're hiding right now.
What's the update on your car?
Well, yeah, so for anybody who doesn't know, anybody who doesn't follow me on Instagram and has seen me post the crying pictures, I had a freaking hit and run in the middle of the night the other night. And it was just so awful because I lost my job because of the writer's strike. And I've just been in this like depressive little mood. And for one day, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to work out. I'm going to make a breakfast. I'm going to like just really apply to jobs. I'm going to like get myself together. And I exit my house and my jaw just drops because my car is sitting like, I like street park it because I don't have parking. My car is like across the way and the entire door is just like demolished. And I literally was like, no fucking way is that my car. But of course it is because who else but my car would it be? And the door is just completely messed up. It doesn't fully close or open.
There's like when you see that something has happened to your car, there's like a minute long moment of like, no, maybe I parked somewhere else. Like,
yeah,
that's not my car. When my car was stolen out of my garage, I remember like going downstairs and texting Xavier, who was my roommate at the time, and being like, hey, like, did you park my car somewhere else? Like, you're just being silly and goofy, right? Like, you parked my car somewhere else when you moved yours this morning. And he was like, no, like, I'm on a I just flew to New York and I didn't move anyone's cars. Like, I didn't touch anything. And I was like, huh, like, yeah, like, maybe so. Nobody else has the key, but I'm like, maybe I parked my car on the street last night.
You're like, maybe I was on drugs and moved my car and I just don't remember. Because, yeah, it's denial. Like, my first thought was like, LOL, wow, somebody's car got busted. And I'm like, yeah, it's my car. Yeah. I'm literally looking at my own car and it's my car, but I literally had to go like look at the license plate to like make sure that it was my, like, I literally was just like, no, what? Like, that car is busted AF. That's not my car. So the update is, I mean, I filed a claim with insurance, but it hasn't been approved yet. But I mean, I'll have to pay to the deductible, which my deductible is high. So I don't really know. But there's a whistle, like it kind of closes, but I tried driving it and there's a big whistling noise that happens because it doesn't fully close.
Can you get, like, you can get into the passenger seat and like drive it?
Yeah, well, if I suck in, if I go skinny era, I can climb in through the driver's door because okay. Like it'll open like a third of the way. So I literally have to like compress myself. Like I feel like,
damn,
you know, I need skims so that I can get into my car, so that I can be a skinny legend.
This is like the world's weirdest skims sponsorship ever. You should email her. Hey, Kim.
Hey, I need to be compressed physically. If somebody hit and runs your car to the point where your door won't open big enough for you to get in, where is Skims? It'll actually compact you into a little lady.
Fuck. Mary? Kill. Fuck, Mary, kill.
Okay, so for Fuck, Mary, Kill, I've got three just silly celebrity headlines from the week. Number one, okay. Jeremy Allen White and Jennifer Coolidge were paired up in the latest edition of Variety's Actors on Actors. In the interview, Jennifer admits to having a huge crush on White, revealing that she's always had crushes on angry chefs while she worked as a waitress. Number two, after a month-long media-scrutinized, PDA-filled relationship, Taylor Swift and Maddie Healy have officially called it quits. In the post-breakup press, sources close to the singers are saying they were never boyfriend and girlfriend. They were just having fun. Number three, last week, notorious animal rights organization PETA called out SNL star Pete Davidson for purchasing a Cavapoo puppy rather than adopting one of the many eligible shelter dogs in New York. After this, Pete left a voicemail for the senior VP of cruelty investigations at PETA that went like this. Hi, my name is Pete Davidson. This message is for Daphna. Thank you so much for making comments publicly that I didn't adopt a dog. I just want to let you know that I am severely allergic to dogs, so I have to get a specific breed. I am only not allergic to Cavapoos and those types of dogs. My mom's fucking dog, who was 2 years old, died a week prior, and we're all so sad, so I had to get a specific dog. So why don't you do your research before you fucking create news stories for people because you're boring? Fuck and suck my dick. So horny what? Jennifer Coolidge, Taylor Swift's breakup, and Pete versus PETA, what would you do?
Oh my god, that is a hard lineup. That is a tough, that's a hard lineup of pop culture events to kind of figure out how I relate to physically and emotionally. God, okay, I think I'll start with, oh my god, like that's hard. Okay, I guess I'll, why is Pete Davidson so angry? Was it
a big deal?
Like, are people really mad?
I'm sure, like, PETA's always crazy, you know? PETA's so crazy.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, they must, but so is Pete. Pete is crazy. Well, okay, then there you go. I'm gonna fuck the beat, like, Pete Davidson versus PETA, because there's some anger there, there's some craziness, there's some impulsivity, there's some unhingedness about the nature of that interaction that I feel like would fuel a really good sort of sexual experience. But also it scares me. Like, that's the thing about that interaction. Like, I'm nervous about Pete Davidson and PETA. Those are both crazy, crazy organizations, the organization of Pete Davidson. But yeah, I guess I would have sex with that headline. Like, that's crazy. But then I would probably block Pete Davidson's number and PETA's number. Like, that's a one and done. Like, we have sex and then I don't want to look.
That's a crazy threesome.
Yeah, that's terrifying. They're both trying to prove something to the other one and they're having sex with me. Well, that kind of works for me, I feel like.
Yeah.
So I guess I would, yeah, fuck that one. But Jesus Christ. Pete Davidson needs to go to therapy.
I feel like he definitely is in therapy. There's no way he's being a lot, like, the people around him are.
Okay, we'll talk. Anyway, okay, so sorry. I would fuck Pete versus PETA. They'd both be trying to out fuck me. They'd be competing, and I would be in the middle of that, and it just feels like a sexually enthralling experience to have. And then I would block them both after. And then I would kill Maddie Healy and Taylor Swift. I don't get that. I'm not a huge Swiftie. Like, I don't, you know, obviously, like, she has some bangers and I get a lot of the errors to her on my TikTok, but I'm, like, not really a big Taylor Swift fan.
My algorithm thinks I'm a Swiftie. I don't know if everybody else has this. Yeah.
No, my algorithm thinks that I'm a Swiftie, and I like some of her music, sure, and whatever, but I am not a Swiftie, like, the way that my TikTok algorithm thinks that I'm a Swiftie. It's showing me, like, all these...
It's so right about most things, except for thinks I'm a Swiftie and always gives me ads for bras for small boobs.
That's really funny. I don't know where it gets that impression of you. That's... You have big boob energy. So, I don't know what the algorithm's picking up, to be honest. Yeah, I am not really a Swiftie. I mean... Not to be annoying, but she's just, like, such a little billionaire. I mean, I think that's probably why we're getting her on our algorithm. I think she's, like, she just has control. She has a monopoly over the universe. Like, she's just completely, she's the real president. You know what I'm saying? Like Joe Biden doesn't act until Taylor Swift tells him to act. Like, I just think she's in control of everything right now, and it's terrifying. But the Maddie Healy stuff is so weird, and I think he's really gross, so I would just kill them both by default. Yeah. And then... Plus, it sounds like they had a toxic situationship, so I'm just gonna kill them. We can't be supporting toxic situationships, if you know what I mean.
I know what you mean, girl. I know what you mean.
And then I would marry Jennifer Coolidge and Jeremy Allen White. I, like, am so obsessed with Lip and Shameless, and Jennifer Coolidge's mom, and I love them both, so I would marry them. That would be just a beautiful balanced throuple marriage.
I would do the same three things. My reasoning is pretty similar. First glance, you think you want to fuck the Jennifer Coolidge, Jeremy Allen White thing because it was, like, kind of a horny interview.
Yeah, I saw it.
It was horny in a way that is, like, sustainable, you know?
Well,
crash and burn horny.
It's horny in a way that's filled with respect and mutual appreciation.
Mutual admiration. Yep.
and listening, like they're in that, like that interview is electric, and they are bouncing off each other in a way that it's like their minds are coming together. And that, so that's horny in a way that's sustainable for a marriage.
Yeah. And I feel like they'd take care of me, and clearly they're doing well. This is like good press.
Yeah.
And they seem happy and successful. Got a long trajectory of happiness attached.
I could do life with those two, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And then I would fuck the PETA thing, because I think it's crazy. Like, it's a bucket list. It's content. It's something funny to tell a story about. And I would feel not bad at all ghosting both of them after the sex. You know, I think it's an epic story, and we're all trying to collect experiences in this life. And that's what that is for.
I can't believe that Pete, like, swore so much at PETA. Like, that is so crazy to me. That is such a crazy, crazy choice to make.
I don't know. Like, he must have been having a bad day or something. I don't know. The dog is cute. I'm laughing so hard. And then there's, like, more to this. Like, that woman replied and was like, there's no such thing as hypoallergenic dogs, which I don't know if I believe, because I think that is... I do think that, like, a dog that sheds... I don't think that it's true that there's not hypoallergenic dogs, but I do think it's true that more dogs than you think are, like, it's not just Cavapoos, you know? I think it's any dog with the long hair that doesn't shed probably is like that.
I completely agree. I don't necessarily understand the politics of, like, allergies with dogs. Like, there's a lot with, like, dog allergies that I don't understand, but I do feel like Pete probably could have adopted, but I also feel like, whatever, like, who cares? I mean, I think you should adopt, but it's funny that it's drama. Yeah. Did you say who you would kill? You'd kill Taylor.
I'd kill the Taylor Swift Maddie Healy breakup. I think Taylor Swift, just like a lot of us, just endured a month long situationship, which I feel like 2 weeks ago people were like, it's so serious, like, she's moving on fast, they're in love. Like, girl, I'm sorry. I'm killing the fact that even at her level, even though she is the president, even though she's first in command, she is still having to go through a toxic situationship with a disgusting guy.
He looks bad.
It is so cruel that in this world, she has to go through that. Like, there's no hope for any of us. It's like, she has to go through that. Beyonce gets cheated on. Like, so many things where I'm like, this world will never be just. So, I have to kill that.
I mean, I feel like the hottest women in the entire world get fucked over by people who look like they haven't showered in weeks. It's happened to me.
Yeah.
It's happened, you know, it's happening is all I'm saying.
It's happening. It really is happening. And I think it's wrong and gross and needs to be stopped. And I also, like, I am not a Swiftie, and I hate to defend her, but I think this was, like, bad press for her. So she must have really liked...
Yeah.
Like, I think she must have liked him. And that sucks.
The Swifties were so upset that they were dating. Like, I was getting so many TikToks, even though I didn't watch them. Like, I do not interact with Taylor Swift TikToks, and yet I get hundreds a day. But people were so mad that she was dating Maddie Healy, and I don't even know... I feel like he's gross. Like, I get it. But I don't know the nitty gritty of why they were mad, but people were mad. So
I think that he's crazy. Like, racist and bad. Like, he said some, like, nasty stuff about Ice Spice. She had Ice Spice on her Karma remix, and everyone was like, this is so obvious what this is. And he said, like, Islamophobic stuff, and, like, he's an edgelord. I don't think that he, like, this is his beliefs, you know? I think, like, but it's, like, not fun.
He's like,
or cute.
Edgelord. Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
That's, like, who fucked me over in, like, high school. That feels like the high school guy that, like, I was getting yanked around by, like, the fucking toxic
edgelord. She's in her 30s. Like, I'm like, oh, like, there's no hope for any of us. And people are now like, oh, this is all a ploy because she's dating Phoebe Bridgers. Like, no.
What?
Like,
no, she's not.
Everybody's saying this shit. And I'm like, okay. Because apparently she set the two of them up. And so it's all.
What?
Yeah.
That is so weird. I don't know what's happening. But what I do know is that I told my hairstylist that I wanted Phoebe Bridgers colored hair, and I can't tell if she did it right or not. I don't want to talk about this. I don't want to talk about the fact that I'm dissatisfied with my hair color.
Maddie has blonde dysmorphia.
Yeah. I'll text Yamini pictures of my hair and be like, do I look brunette? And she's like, Maddie, no.
If you're watching the video, you can see that is some ice blonde hair.
Yeah, it's not brunette.
I have seen so many dear people close to me suffer at the hands of blonde dysmorphia, and it's sad to see.
Yeah, I literally look in the mirror and I see a brunette. It's actually terrifying. It's a mental thing that needs to be studied. I need to talk about this in therapy.
When will my reflection show who I am inside?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think who I am inside is I'm a brunette. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get out.
She's knocking at the door.
Let me out! Like, and I'm like, I'm paying like fucking hundreds and hundreds of dollars a year to shut that part of me down.
Do you think you'll ever be a brunette again?
I just feel like my hair color is so iconic to me. Like, it's my identity that I'm like ice, you know, blonde or whatever.
So who
are
you before?
I don't want to talk about who I was before. My friend, this is a tangent, but once I got blackout drunk and I was lost at a music festival, and my friend was trying to find me. And afterwards she was telling me, she was like, Maddie, I was running everywhere. I was trying to find you. I went to like the paramedics and all these like, you know, festival like workers. And I was like, have you seen my friend? She's like, you know, this tall. She has like, you know, dyed blonde hair. And I was like, well, Jackie, that's why they couldn't find me, because it's real. You're telling them to look for a fake blonde. No wonder they couldn't find me. They're like, we've only seen a perfect real blonde. We've only seen a perfect girl who looks like she was born blonde, the girl that we saw. So I can't help you. Okay, so I lost my job because of the writer's strike. Again, so I'm unemployed right now, and my savings are dwindling. And I just got like a grant from the Entertainment Community Fund, because if you lost your job because of the strike, you can get like $1,000 or whatever. I literally put aside a big chunk of it for my next hair appointment. Like, it's an illness. Like, I will not get groceries, but I will pay to be blonde.
I saw like a big sign of the recession is that like every blonde you know is starting slowly transitioning back to brunette.
No. It cannot happen.
You'll leave your car door smashed.
I cannot afford to fix my car door. It's my boyfriend's birthday tomorrow, and I was like, I have to like keep it really frugal. Sorry, babe. Like, can't go out to a fancy dinner with you for your birthday. But I will pay hundreds of dollars. I'll put it on my credit card to keep on. I'm like, sorry, babe. Like, I can't.
That's a gift to him too.
It's the gift that keeps giving. So,
because what would he do if one day he woke up and his girlfriend was brunette?
He'd be disgusted.
What would he do?
He'd be pissed. It's his priorities, being blonde.
Would you rather? Let's play a game of would you rather.
As I said, Gemini season is in full swing, and two powerful Gemini men have decided to go head-to-head. Former Vice President Mike Pence announced his plan to run for president against his former running mate Donald Trump. This comes after Pence publicly blocked Trump's attempts to recall the results of the 2020 election. Political pundits are saying he is in a historically bad position as he enters the race. Would you rather go up against a former collaborator that you had beef with and lose embarrassingly, or never speak out against them and fall out of the spotlight?
Oh, I'd rather lose embarrassingly and go up against them. Because if you're saying that the alternative is falling out of the spotlight, like, I would literally rather die. So I would rather be embarrassed, but kind of famous, kind of topical. I'd rather be embarrassed, but relevant. I'd rather be embarrassed, but relevant, rather than like quiet and not embarrassed, but nobody knows who I am. That's just how I feel.
Okay. I think I might pray for karma and just hope that hope that in them staying in the spotlight and people remembering me as like the sane one, and then them crashing and burning, maybe there's a chance for me to have a resurgence later. Or something. But I also feel like this means that, like, I've done something big already.
That's true.
So I'm okay to tap out. But maybe when shit hits the fan, I won't say the same.
I don't know. It just depends what it is. I mean, you and me are collaborators right now. We host a comedy show. So maybe we should have beef and then have a competition. We could do like tug of war.
I think that I've been lacking for, I think what my career needs is a big public feud. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we could do a public feud. Whatever, I'm free. I have time for that right now. I'm unemployed. So I have time for a public feud.
Yeah.
So we could do that.
Like, I think that Mike Pence shouldn't have done this. That's how I feel in general.
Yeah, of course.
Because Mike Pence is a bad, bad guy, okay?
Yeah.
Not to root for Mike Pence, but I think people look at him, looking back, as, like, the sense of sanity in a moment where Trump was going, like, off the rails. And now he's going to just, like, he's going to lose. And his lasting impression is going to be having been embarrassing and conservative and bad and having lost to Trump.
Yeah, I don't know. It's crazy. Mike Pence is almost, like, scarier than Trump in some ways because he's less of a crazy person. He's just evil.
I feel like Trump also doesn't really believe what he's saying. He's just, like, knows that he has his audience on lock, and he knows what they want to hear, and he, like, plays to them. He's, like, very good at pandering. I don't think that he cares whether or not any of this stuff actually happens. He cares about winning, but I don't think he cares about, like, these policies being enacted or anything like that on a personal level. And maybe it's dangerous of me to say that, but, you know, historically, he's a celebrity. Like, that's what he wants his attention over everything else.
Yeah.
I think Mike Pence is for sure scarier and freakier. And it's really what we should bring back, having fun, hot people running for office.
Yeah, you should do it.
I should do it, yeah. When I was in high school, I gave the speech at my graduation. And this was 2016, like, Hillary Clinton had basically cinched the nomination for the Democratic candidate. Like, Bernie was still in the race, but it was very not looking like he was going to get it.
Yeah.
And after I gave the speech, so many, like, Orange County moms and dads came up to me and they were like, "You're going to be the first female president." And I was
"Oh my gosh.
I hope not.
That is so bad. Like, that's sort of backhanded. That's sort of weird. That's so funny. It's also a compliment.
It was, like, supposed to be a compliment, but I was like, "You think I agree with you?"
You're like, "Wait, we have a female candidate. And she's not perfect, but she's ours." That's funny.
And also, like, at the time, I was like, she's totally going to win, you know? Like, there was no... Yeah. Obviously, but things changed, but...
Oh, it was awful. Like, I remember, I was in high school when Trump won. And everybody... Well, it was so weird because I went to a huge high school. Like, there was, like, about 5,000 kids total in the school. Like, it was like a
college. High school was like that.
Really, yeah. So it's like a small college. So there was actually a big, like all of my friends, obviously. I remember I went to my theater class and my choir class that day, and everybody's crying. And I remember my theater teacher is like, "We're just going to take class off today so that we can just, like, talk and process and, like, whatever." Like, we're obviously so upset that, you know, Trump won or whatever. But then there were, like, these douchebag guys who are running around the halls playing like whatever patriotic music, and they had Trump signs, because since my high school was so big, there was, like, a big range of, like, there was just, like, some people were Republicans and they were literally these fucking, you know, white rich kind of would go on to be shitty frat boys in college the next year, you know, like these guys running around, like holding like American flags and like screaming and whatever. Meanwhile, like all of my friends were like crying and whatever. And like the theater teacher was taking class off. Like it was like just such a range of reactions. It was so crazy. It was awful, to be honest.
I feel like it's probably more of a madhouse than what it was in college, because like were all falling into depression and there was like no attendance office, like calling our moms if we didn't go to class type of thing. So everyone just didn't go to class. And I remember like people were crying. I remember there was this like girl that like people had been telling me I should hook up with. And then we were like supposed to go on a date that night. And then we went to the dining hall and both started like crying into our mac and cheese. Like that was the vibe. She ended up being like an enemy for all of college, actually.
Really? Because of that?
Well, I don't know. Well, she didn't like me at first. And then, then like she turned around on me and then this happened. And then my college ex is like her friend. And and then she called me the C word. Yeah.
What was the context? I'm like, well, did you deserve it? No. I'm like, where are you being?
She was drunk and she was just like mad at me. But I was taking a class called Global Warming, which was like a gen core science class.
Yeah.
But the teacher was like, I can't in good conscience like host a class. Like our new president doesn't believe in this. Like it was a big sad, it was like just depression moments. Even like the Trump supporters in school were like celebrating privately. They were not coming anywhere near us.
Well, I feel like because you went to a very like left, you know, college, and like same with my college. So it's like I feel like that would have been similar, where any secret Republicans would be like quiet about it. But at my high school, it like Trump winning totally empowered like the Trumpy whatever like boys in my grade to like be douchebags. Like they were totally empowered that day to like scream and like cause all this chaos. They were like making fun of people for being upset. They were like, you know, they were so rowdy and so like loud, and like it was honestly kind of weird and scary. And I remember one of them, I forget what happened, but like I was walking kind of by the bus that day, and there was this group of like Republican boys like kind of catcalling people and being really rowdy and loud. And I remember telling them to like fuck off or something, and I think they called me a bitch, or they called me something like that. Like they were just like yelling at everybody who was upset. It was crazy.
I was in a sorority in college, and we back then I ran recruitment my senior year, and this is like a different era. This is another girl. I wasn't like the head of recruitment, but I was on the recruitment team. But I remember the rules at the time were like any legacy you let in, basically, unless there's like a vibrant problem with them. And this one girl had been telling everyone like in recruitment that she wants to be like a political commentator, and we're not supposed to like talk about like political affiliation or ask about that, but she just like seemed like, yeah, like I'm a girl boss, I want to do like political journalism or whatever. And you kind of don't assume that what she means is like extreme alt-right fascist stuff. So she gets let in, and then someone finds her blog where she's like, one, gay people shouldn't be teachers, like immigrants should not be allowed in the country. She like went to go build the wall. She was on some podcast where she was like, we should like castrate certain kinds of people with like mental illnesses.
What?
And just like insane stuff. And then we were like trying to like figure out how to remove her from the sorority because nobody wanted to be her big, like. And there were, like I said, there were Republicans in the sorority for sure, but they were not like this. You know, they were not like...
Wow.
They were not like that. And eventually she left on her own, and she wrote this letter that was like, I can't believe, like, this organization that has been, like, my family's home for years has made me feel like an outsider and all this stuff. It was just such drama. Because it was, like, impossible trying to kick her out.
She's like, I'm being persecuted for my beliefs and stuff. I hooked up with too many, like, probably Republicans in college, to be honest. I remember this one guy who led me on for like a year and a half. This is the most toxic, like, situationship I've ever had in my life. One day I said something about like wanting to abolish like just like the Electoral College. So like not even, I wasn't even saying anything like super left. And he sent me like 10 articles about like the merits of the Electoral College. And I don't know, he was just obviously a libertarian, but I just let him lead me on for a year and a half. Even though he didn't shower, he was like, his politics were weird. He was a mansplainer, but God, something about just somebody treating me poorly. Just,
Yeah. When you're like 19 years old, that's like candy to your little brain. I used to, hooking up is a strong word, because what it was like was he would treat me like a sexting chatbot. We actually hooked up maybe twice.
Well,
and he was like a couple of years older and I was like so hot and I had no clue. I had no clue what was going on in there. And he wasn't white. So I kind of, this is when you assume you make an ass out of you and me. So I assumed he was like fine about this stuff. And I remember one night after we hooked up, I like go to just put on a t-shirt and I put on the t-shirt of Xavier's mom running for office in Tennessee.
Yeah.
It's like, have you met Mariah? And he's like, who is that? And I was like, so my friend's mom is running for office in Tennessee. And the guy she's running against is this awful incumbent. And he's super Republican and he's pro-life. And he made, he's a doctor and he made his patient get an abortion after he had an affair with her. Isn't that crazy? And he's like, yeah, that's so crazy. I'm pro-life. I would never make someone get an abortion. And I was like, what a time to say it after.
No. Like, that's so crazy.
Yeah.
That's so crazy. That is how Republicans, like, kind of Republicans our age reveal themselves, is they will be like you'll say something, like, happened, and they'll be like, well, you know, I actually, like, believe in the death penalty, but, like, that's, you know, whatever. Like, it's, like, they'll sort of flip it in, like, well, I actually don't think that's crazy.
Yeah, they're like, that person you're talking about is crazy. I believe something similar, but that person is a little too far.
God, you're right. You, when you assume, you make an ass out of you and me. I guess you should have asked. You should have asked before he hooked up with you what is, if he was pro-choice or not.
I should give an investigative. I really feel, I feel this way. Even like, you know, when I date women, I assume that their politics are good.
Exactly.
Not always true.
Yeah. People are surprisingly, I would say it's like everybody that I like hook up with or date or whatever, like, yeah, that I like left or whatever, like everybody has like good social politics. But I would say like the thing that I get surprised by is bad, like, financial politics, which obviously is tied into social stuff. But you'll secretly find people who are like, they say that they're liberal or whatever, but they're actually kind of capitalist. And I'm like, oops.
Yeah. It's like the things that I feel like are tricky are financial stuff, carceral justice, and like global affairs.
People will surprise you.
Truth or dare?
Truth.
Okay. If you could reincarnate as a celebrity, who would you choose to be and why?
Okay, I would reincarnate. So it's like a celebrity who's alive now.
Yeah.
Okay, this might not make like sense, but it's just what's coming. Yeah, I'm like them. Okay, this might not make sense, but this is just the first thing that comes to mind. I would reincarnate as J.K. Rowling because, I don't know how to say it, because I would obviously not be transphobic and I would be like, cool. So then it's like Harry Potter could still be like a good thing that people like because I would now be J.K. Rowling and I wouldn't have extremely problematic and like hurtful, violent views of like trans people and queer people, etc. And like I wouldn't be racist and bad, but I would.
But what
also
would you do
Harry
about
Potter.
The fact? What would you do about the fact that you had done that stuff already?
Oh, because I can't go back in time.
Yeah, you take care on like
right now.
Yeah, well, like you just.
I think she's already, okay, she might be too far gone. Like, she's now really done a lot of bad stuff.
Like, I think even if she apologizes for it now, like, people still are not gonna like her.
God, you're right. Okay, so if I could go back in time, I would reincarnate as J.K. Rowling, like, 6 years ago. And what I would do is I would, like, break her. I would finish writing the seventh Harry Potter, and I would, like, break her computer, break her phone, like, break everything, like, go to, like, I would read all these, like, books that, like, you know, fix her politics or whatever. Like, I would, before she could do anything or think anything really bad and, you know, violent. That way it's like Harry Potter could still be a vibe. Like, I liked that when I was growing up, and it sucks that the person who wrote it is a horrible person. So I would be her, but not a horrible person.
Yeah.
But if I couldn't go back in time. God, I don't know.
I thought you were saying you would reincarnate as God.
As God?
And you were like, maybe like God? I don't know.
Yeah. I guess if I can't be JK, I would have to be God. No. Maybe like Chris Olsen, like a fucking super famous TikToker who like has a fun thing. Like, he travels all the time. Everybody loves him. And, you know, he's like on planes and like hangs out with Meghan Trainor. Like, maybe I would be him. Like, that seems kind of like a fun life.
Yeah. Meghan Trainor's payroll. Payroll bestie.
Yeah, payroll bestie. That sounds like a great life.
Yeah.
So yeah, what about you?
Maybe like Rachel Sennett.
Oh yeah, sure.
She's like in all these movies that I think are fun and good right now. Like, she's getting, minus like The Idol, she's getting put on like really cool projects. And she's also like funny, and she's like a fashion muse. And I think that's like the career I want.
Yeah, she's beautiful and like fun. Yeah, and yeah, she's like an indie darling. That would be fun. A fun life to be an indie darling. I might do something.
My
like
only
that
issue
well.
With that is I feel like she's straight and into weird guys. But I guess maybe I could change that.
Yeah, because you would be your spirit and you're not straight and you're not really into weird guys.
I don't know. Sometimes I am, but she's so nice. She's so nice. Like, I met her and she's so nice. On this podcast, Dylan Adler dared me to tweet, like, I just got into Juilliard for grad school.
Oh, funny.
And I tweeted it and it, like, went viral, like, in minutes because I'm so happy for you. And Rachel said it followed me when I tweeted that. And I feel like our whole following each other is, like, based on a lie.
That is so funny. People did that in high school. Like, you know how everybody posted on Facebook, like, just got, you know, I committed to Syracuse, like, whatever. There were, like, people who would do that, but with, like, jokes, be like, just got into Harvard, just got into Juilliard. But it's like, how would people know that that's a joke? Like, you know, people aren't going to be like, fuck you. No, you didn't, idiot girl. Yeah, do I go truth or dare?
I guess I'll do this dare.
You know, Yamini, I know that you've, you know, in the last year, you've had a few flings. I dare you to Venmo request one of those romantic flings, $5, and you can caption it whatever you want. But you know the person. You know the person that I want you to Venmo request.
This is cuckoo crazy. What do I caption it?
You could be like settling up for that beer or whatever. You could even caption it sort of, you could be soft with it. You could be like,
settling up.
You could be like, haha, sorry to do this, but like, Venmo requesting for that one beer. Like, you could say like, haha, sorry, this is embarrassing, but I have to Venmo request for this. Like, you don't have to be aggressive about it. You
just... I don't think I'd be aggressive. I just think regardless, to get a Venmo request from me right now would be like, huh.
It's funny. You could even say Venmo request. I don't know what you could say, but it's a dare, so.
You're right. I don't want to chicken out.
I had a boy in high school who cheated on me, and I Venmo requested him for emotional damages.
Yeah, but I feel like cheating is a valid reason to do that.
Yeah, it's different, but I did it years later.
Yeah, and I think it's funnier years later. I'm just going to say oops.
Okay.
And I make it $10.
That's really funny.
I almost paid instead.
That would be funny.
Okay.
Yeah.
Requested.
I'm curious to see how you edit this in the podcast, like how dramatic you go.
The thing about these things is people can... Okay, I sent it!
There you go. We should just Venmo request everybody you've ever kissed.
I would be rich. I would not have any issues after that. No, I once got a Venmo from a guy I slept with once. Actually, I think it might have been the first guy I ever gave a blowjob to who spent the whole time talking about his childhood trauma. I think it put me off of blowjobs for a while. And he once like drunkenly just Venmoed me $10. And that's how it should go.
Yeah. That is how it should go. If you know that you've been a little weird to somebody, you should Venmo request them.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
If you know that you've been a little weird. No, I mean, if you, I misphrased it. If you know that you've been weird to somebody, you should Venmo pay them. Just throw them a few bucks. Be like, I know that I was weird to you in this one life that we have. I wasted a few minutes of your precious one existence. Here's some money for your time.
Yeah.
When you're going through a breakup and there's like Venmo to be had, that's the worst. Like me and my ex broke up right before we were supposed to do a trip to Denver. And like my ex had already paid for the Airbnb. But then we had already paid for the Airbnb, but it had been like on his card or something. And I like Venmoed him. But then we like canceled that trip, obviously. And then like he had to like Venmo request me for like a flight ticket. And I had to Venmo request him for like, you know, the Airbnb or something, like whatever, whoever paid for what, we had to like settle up. And
it's didn't like, you both end up like rebooking your tickets and then being on the same plane anyway? Yeah.
That's so funny. I literally think I blacked that out of my memory. Yeah. So we canceled our trip to Denver, but then we both wanted to go to Denver because there was actually like a film festival happening. So we both went with like different people and rebooked our travel and our Airbnb and stuff. This is like a week and a half after a fucking like 2.5 year relationship breakup, like insanely dramatic breakup, like, and I'm literally one seat behind him on the plane to Denver. I was crying the entire time, and also he was doing that weird masculine thing where, like, you know, boys after breakups they pretend to be happy, like he was like doing that. So he was like listening to music and he was like making a show of like dancing along to the music on the plane. So I'm behind him. He knows that I'm looking at him because every like 4 minutes he would kind of look back to see if I'm looking at him, and he's like dancing to music. I'm like, that is so bizarre. Like he's making such a show of like,
no, it's embarrassing. Okay. It's embarrassing. It's
so funny. I was like, what the fuck is happening?
Truth or dare, Maddie?
I'll do dare.
Okay. I dare you to try and put your hand in your mouth while you tell the story of your first kiss.
Okay, well, here we go. I can't talk at the same time. Okay, well, I guess you'll be able to hear it. That's as far as I can go. Oh.
What is the story? Can you tell us about your own?
Yeah, it's my high school. Yeah, it's just like my high school boyfriend. This boyfriend is so fucking funny. So basically, I'm gonna flex. This guy was in love with me. He was absolutely obsessed with me. We were both in all the AP classes, and like it was just a thing. Like everybody knew that he was like super into me. And then he asked me to homecoming, and he was super cute and super nice. I was like, yeah, okay, sure, whatever. So we went and we had some mutual friends, and then we went to homecoming, and then we kind of formed this friend group of like his friend group and my friend group, became this like co-ed friend group or whatever. And then it was sort of this ongoing thing where everybody knew that like we had crushes on each other, but I was annoyed because he hadn't like kissed me or something. So I told my friend to make him kiss me. So then one day he walked me home, and then we were both like looking at each other, and then he was like, I know that you know that Anna told me I have to kiss you tonight. I was like, 14. He's like, I know that you know that Anna told me to kiss you tonight. And I was like, what? And he was like, okay, so I'm gonna. And I was like, okay, whatever. And then we literally like leaned in, and then I started crying laughing because I just thought it was so funny. And then he was really annoyed at me for laughing. So then we kind of refreshed, and then we kissed. It was like literally a peck. It was like, ah! And then I didn't even say goodbye. I ran inside and like slammed the door. I was like screaming. And then we dated for 3 months. And the reason we broke up is because he had told me in confidence. This is so weird. I haven't even talked about this. For months, his friends would be like, Maddie, do you know Kilmer's secret? And I was like, what? Like, what secret? Like, do you know a secret? And he would be like, guys, stop. Like, don't tell her. Like, she can't know. I was like, what the fuck? Like, I'm dating a serial killer. Like, this is crazy. And
a 14-year-old serial killer.
Yeah, I don't know. It seemed like a big deal secret. Like, I just didn't know what happened. Like, I just didn't know. Yeah. I was freaking out, coming up with all these explanations in my brain. Then it's New Year's Eve, and we're at this party, and I was like, Kilmer, you have to tell me your secret. And he's like, okay, fine. He pulls me into a closet. He's like, I'm not kidding. He goes, I'm secretly a black belt in karate. I was like, what? You're joking. He's like, no. He was like, you know, every time you come over and there's that like blank space on the wall by my couch that you've asked, like, I've asked about it. I'm like, that's a blank space. He was like, there's a diploma that's there that says that I'm a black belt, and I take it down every time that you come over. I was like,
that's insane.
What the hell?
Why?
I don't know. And his friends verify it, because then I go to them and I'm like, he told me that you could tell me the secret. And they're like, oh my God, he's a black belt in karate. I was like, why? Who cares? This is so weird. So then the reason that we broke up is because I told my friends. I was like, guys, the secret isn't that big of a deal. He's just a black belt in karate.
Damn.
Then they told other people, and it was not a big deal. But like a month later, Kilmer is like, hey, can we talk? I was like, yeah. He was like, I heard that you told a bunch of people my secret. And I was like, yeah, because we all thought that you were like a serial killer, but you were just a black belt in karate. Like, yeah, I told them. It was good news. and then he was like, well, I told you not to tell, you're fucking stupid for telling.
Maybe that was a test.
And then I was like, nobody calls me stupid, we're over. And then he was like, no, like, I didn't mean it, like, it's just like you shouldn't have told him. I was like, you called me stupid. I will never stand for a man calling me stupid. But I didn't really, I just wanted to break up with him. But I made it sound like he had crossed like an uncrossable line. I think I just wanted to break up with him because I wasn't that attracted to him. And
he gave you a great window.
Yeah. I was like, you called me stupid. He was like, wait. I was like, no, you called me stupid. It's crazy. Yep.
Well, you're not stupid at all. In fact, you were a lovely, lovely guest. Thank you so much for joining me. Where can my listeners find you? Laugh at your jokes.
Oh my gosh.
Go in awe at your top dance.
Yeah, listeners, I'm in my TikTok era. So go follow me on TikTok and Instagram, @MaddieHart_soccer. And you can also follow my Tapstagram, MaddieHart_tapdance. I've been into tap dancing, but it's a very exclusive list of people who I let follow that account. But if you DM me saying, I got this from Yamini's podcast, I'll know that you're cool and I'll let you follow my Tapstagram.
Wow. I went to Maddie's tap recital and it was epic alert.
It was epic alert.
I have to say. I've been obsessed with saying epic alert. I can't stop saying it.
Epic alert!
I've been saying epic alert ever since I had sex with someone who called our sex epic sex mode. I've been saying epic alert.
Yeah, you have the epic bug. This podcast is epic.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Love you. Thanks so much for listening. Check out Maddie's comedy on her socials, and don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to this feed so you never miss an episode of Pillow Fight ever again. Love ya! Bye!